And a great sign was seen in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun. What an incredible image. A woman clothed with the sun. Think about what it would have been like for John on the Isle of Patmos to look up and see this vision of a woman surrounded by the heat and light of the sun, the brightness and warmth of being surrounded by the sun. Think about what this would have looked like for John and how it would have felt as he looked up and saw this amazing image. On a morning like this morning, a beautiful summer day, we can see the brightness of the sun. And if we look into the sky, we can feel the warmth of the sun on our faces. And that can help us understand what John may have experienced when he looked up and saw this beautiful image of the woman clothed with the sun. And in the internal sense of the word, the Lord gives us even more that we can understand this story with. And the Lord teaches us how each one of us is able to be clothed with the sun as well. Now, first of all, we are what we love. And if we love the Lord, we will be clothed with His love and with His wisdom. We will be clothed with His heat and with His light. And when we are clothed this way, this is what makes the church. And this is why the woman in Revelation was clothed with the sun. She is a representative image of the church. Of the church that can be each one of us individually. That's why the Lord taught in Apocalypse Revealed that the reason why she was seen clothed with the sun is because the church is in love to the Lord. For it acknowledges Him and does His commandments, and this is to love Him. Then we read in Apocalypse Explained the result of love to the Lord and living His commandments, where the Lord teaches that everyone forms a sphere about them, from which what is their quality is perceived. So we can think about how we've been affected by people who have a sphere like the woman clothed with the sun. People who are clothed with the Lord's love and with His wisdom. People who warm us up and brighten our day in a real and lasting way. The littlest ones among us here this morning can think about what it's like to be held by your mother or father. Maybe if you're not feeling well or your feelings have been hurt, and they pick you up and hold you. That warms you up, doesn't it? Now, it might warm you up on the outside, but it warms you up on the inside, too. That's because your parents, like the woman clothed with the sun, are radiating the Lord's love for you through them. Now, when you get a little bit older, you can think of what it's like to see a special smile on the face of your parents for you. That warms you up on the inside as well, too, doesn't it? It's because they are radiating the Lord's love for you, just like the woman clothed with the sun. Or you can picture being with your grandparents or being with people who you know love you very, very much. Just being around them warms you up, doesn't it? Just being around them brightens up your day, and you might even say it that way. Now, the Lord has explained how each one of us can be clothed with the sun, with His love and with His wisdom. And it's really quite simple. As He taught in Apocalypse Revealed, we need to believe in the Lord God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we need to follow His commandments. And we will be able to warm people up and brighten up their day. Now, this might be hard to understand at first. How does just following the commandments have this incredible effect on the people around you? Let's take a look at a couple of examples, and it might make it a bit clearer. Think about what it's like to be around somebody who is trustworthy, somebody who follows the Lord's commandment not to bear false witness. If you need to enter into an agreement with this person, and you negotiate about the terms of the agreement, but you know that they tell the truth and that their word is their bond, when you've come to a mutual understanding of that agreement and you shake hands on the agreement, there's trust between the both of you, and you might even describe it as a warm and pleasant interaction. But if you try to enter into an agreement with somebody who you are not sure you can trust, it doesn't have the same feeling to it, does it? You can think specifically if you lend out a game that you love to play to a friend, or a book that you love to read, or even a tool that your neighbor needs to finish a project that they're working on. After the exchange, you can talk about when you'd like it back, and when that person you're lending it to loves the Lord's truths regarding not bearing false witness. When you've made the agreement and shook hands on it, it's a very warm interaction. It's a nice way to interact with your neighbor, isn't it? But if you don't think you're going to get that game back, or that book back, or that tool back, it's not a warm interaction. We'd describe it very differently, wouldn't we? Now, we can take another example. We can think about the Lord's sixth commandment against adultery in all of its various forms, and how following that commandment has an effect of warmth that comes from supporting marriage on the people around us. This one may warm us up the most, in fact. We can think of a loving husband and wife and the warmth that goes between the two of them. We can think about a married couple who's been married for years and years and worked through the tough trials of life together and have been committed to following the Lord's commandment, protecting and supporting marriage. And we can think about how the Lord's love radiates out to those around them, specifically in support of marriage. And the same is true for someone who is looking forward to a marriage in the future, who's working hard to live according to the sixth commandment. Following the commandment against committing adultery in all of its forms causes a person to radiate loving support of marriage to those around them. And the same thing is true for all of the Lord's commandments. We could discuss how all of the various things we can do to follow the Lord's commandments has a similar effect on those around us, radiating the Lord's love and shining His truth for others to see and be affected by. And when we think about it, then we'll begin to see that that really is the only way we can truly help our neighbor, is by following the Ten Commandments and radiating the Lord's love and shining with His truth. Our neighbors will feel the Lord's love radiating from us, like the woman clothed with the sun in our own little way. When we are around people who are working hard to live the life of repentance that results in following the Ten Commandments more and more, we are warmed up by their love and by their wisdom, especially because by them shining forth, they are helping us to follow the Lord's Ten Commandments too. And this is what it means to be clothed by the Son. This is what it means to be the church. And this is what it means to love the Lord. As the Lord said in the Gospel of John, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me." Amen.